Good afternoon, everyone. We are on day 12. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha, the famous verse from the Torah, love thy neighbor as thyself. And we explained how we could actually do this. I mean, it just seems so unrealistic to be able to love our neighbor as ourself. And in fact, most of the Rishonim, as I explained in the chapter, most of the medieval rabbinic commentaries do not believe that this pasuk, this verse, should be read literally. Some say that it means putting yourself in other people's shoes, and therefore if you have a friend who, God forbid, is ill, love your neighbor as yourself would mean asking yourself, what would you want if you were sick, God forbid, and what are the things you would want done for you, and therefore someone else, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, in fulfillment of love thy neighbor as thyself, those are the things you should do for your friend. But the Rambam, the great Maimonides, wrote that we have to take this verse literally. The Torah means exactly what it says, that you're supposed to love other people to the same degree that you love yourself. And I shared an explanation for this because it seems very unrealistic to be able to do this. Something I heard from one of my teachers, Rabbi Richard Mann, that what it means is, what aspect of yourself should you come to love? And the pasuk says, the verse at the end doesn't just say love your neighbor. It says, Ani Hashem, I am God. Why is Hashem's name thrown in there again? To teach that it's the aspect of the Hashem in you that you should come to love. And if you can love that aspect of yourself, it's not what you look like, it's not how much money you make, right? Those are the things that separate us from other people. What binds us with other people is what we have in common with each other. And we are all created in Hashem's image. And if it's the image of Hashem that you can cultivate a love for within yourself, then ultimately you're going to be able to love other people. I wanted to add something that's not in the chapter, and I was just learning with my son, quoted from a beautiful parish written by Rav Shimon Shkup, an explanation of V'ahavta l'recha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself, by the great Rosh Yeshiva of the 20th century. Rav Shkup was a Rosh Yeshiva of the Telz Yeshiva, was also a teacher, a Rebbe at Yeshiva University for a number of years. And he wrote that one of the goals in Judaism is really to expand your sense of self, to include others, so that when the Torah says, love your neighbor as yourself, you're actually feeling for other people. It's not something you have to work on. You don't have to work on loving yourself. That comes very natural to us. But imagine if that sense of self was expanded to include other people, right? And the question is, how far can you extend your sense of your self circle? And the greater that circle, the more people that you can truly love as yourself. Famous story, Rabbi Aryeh Levine, the tzaddik of Yerushalayim, once went with his wife. She was complaining of pain in her leg, and they went to the doctor, and they sat there together in front of the physician. And when the doctor said, what's the matter? Rabbi Aryeh Levine famously answered, our leg hurts, right? His sense of self included his wife. So it wasn't his wife's leg that was bothering her. It was their leg bothering them. And I think we have that idea with some inner circle people. The question is, how far can we extend it? And the Rav Shimon Shkup continued to quote a famous line from the Pirkei Avot, from the Ethics of Our Fathers, Im ein ani li mili, if I'm for myself, then who am I? Ukishani la'atzmi ma'ani, and if I'm only for myself, then who am I? And it seems like a little, like, contradictory. What's the deal? I mean, am I supposed to be for myself? Because the first part of that statement implies, who am I if I'm only living for myself? Imein anili mili. Who am I really if it's just all about me? Ukishani la'atzmi ma'ani. Right? No, I'm sorry. The first part, I apologize. If I'm not for myself, then who am I? You have to take care of yourself. The Torah doesn't want us to neglect ourselves, right? That's not being an altruistic, selfless person. That's being foolish. Im ein ani li mili, if I don't look out for myself, who's going to look out for myself? But ukishani la'atzmi ma'ani, but if I'm only for myself, then what am I, right? And the idea, again, is to have a sense of self that goes beyond ourselves. And we can identify this in terms of maybe a parent, a sibling, a child, or a very, very close friend. But how far can we go? Because the more people that we can include in this circle of self, the more people ultimately we can love. 19th century Lithuania, the Jewish community of Kovno, was operating this homeless shelter, which fell into disrepair. And there were many appeals, but for whatever reason, the community just continued to fail to fix the facility. And one evening, the town's spiritual leader, the late and great Rav Yisrael Misalant, he went to sleep in the shelter. And he said, I'm not leaving the shelter until the repairs are being made. Rav Yisrael Misalant was a tzaddik, was a great, great righteous individual of the 19th century Lithuania. And he was able to include, let's say, beyond Rav Aryeh Levine, who said, our leg hurts. That's his wife. He is now going to bat for people in the community. He's able to v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself. Let's expand the self. And there's no better time to do that in the month of Elul. Have a great day.